Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3538 BN. Today's date is January 3rd, 2025, and the title of the episode is Why Was the Military Used in the False Flag? Trump Holds Rally on National Popcorn Day. Let's talk about your health. A cutting-edge 2024 study shows collagen can have drastically positive effects on skin health. This study found that women who take a daily collagen drink see a noticeable reduction in wrinkles and firmer, more hydrated skin. But it's important not to use just any random collagen. Make sure you use collagen that's backed by real science. That's why I use this amazing multi-collagen and absolutely love how it transformed my skin for the better. Unlike poorly sourced collagen you'll typically find on store shelves, it uses the top five critically important types of collagen for skin health. The unique formulation in it is designed to reduce visible signs of aging, reduce wrinkles, promote youthful glow, promote elasticity, and promote skin hydration. Simply mix this with morning coffee, protein shakes, or smoothies to give your skin the support it needs each and every day. Do your skin a favor and grab some while it's 51% off during their holiday promotion only at healthwithx22.com. Plus, order today to receive free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping with your order. Once again, that is healthwithx22.com, or just click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, we can see that they've started their false flag agenda. And I do believe this is going to accelerate as we move forward, because, again, they understand that they can't allow Trump to access the White House. They need to block him. And if that fails, they need to make his entire presidency so chaotic that he can't get anything done. But you could see every step of the way, their plan is not going to work. And you could see the major problem that they're having right now. Number one, they had the false flag. And what's very interesting about the false flag, and I'm talking about the one in New Orleans and the one in Vegas, they both involved military personnel, which is very, very interesting, of course, from the same exact base, Fort Bragg. But that is very, very interesting. And why have they used military instead of some other type of patsy? I do believe they're trying to set up a narrative saying the military is against Trump. The military can't be trusted. The military is radicalized. I do believe they're trying to begin a narrative in regards to the military. And again, why would that be? Because once again, the deep state players, they have control, yes, of the CIA, they have control of the NSA, they have control of the FBI, the DOJ. The one thing they really don't have control over is the military and military intelligence. So I do believe they're beginning this type of narrative to paint a certain picture when things start to really fall apart around them. But again, the people, they're not really going along with the FBI, the DOJ, because the people now, they're awake, they're thinking logically, and people are questioning everything. And it's very, very difficult for the FBI, the deep state players, to maintain the narrative, especially when you have platforms like Truth and X and Rumble. It makes it very, very difficult to keep the narrative the way they want it, because people are doing research. People are looking at things, questioning everything. And you could see with these operations, things really don't make sense whatsoever. And this is becoming a huge problem for the deep state players. Yes, in the past, people would point certain things out. And what would YouTube do? What would Twitter do at that time? What would Facebook do and Instagram? They would put warnings. They would shut down your channel for a couple of weeks. They'd say you can't post those type of videos, you can't say these things, and they would control the narrative. It would still be out there, but it wouldn't be as widespread as it is today. This time, it's very, very difficult for the deep state players. It's very, very difficult for them to maintain this narrative, and this is becoming a major, major problem for them, especially when you're using a cyber truck that Elon Musk built, because now he has the ability to look through the data, look through the logs. And I wouldn't be surprised if it comes out and he produces evidence where it shows that, hey, wait a minute, something else was happening during this entire event. And maybe this will start to bring to light that, wait a minute, It's not what the FBI has been telling us. It's not what the fake news has been telling us. Something else happened. It looked like maybe there were others that were involved. Because remember, the FBI came out and they told us right off the bat, they acted alone. None of these were connected. And it's just a coincidence that all this happened. And I do believe the people most likely are going to start to learn that they lied. I think people know that they've lied. And they cover up everything. Remember, I do believe the FBI, the CIA, DOJ, the deep state players, they are involved in all of this. And we could see today that the deep state players, they've lost again. Speaker Johnson now is going to be the Speaker of the House. Trump, I do believe, works very, very closely to Johnson. And we have to remember, optics are very, very important. And I do believe Johnson, he doesn't care about his reputation. He cares about saving this country. And this is why he's working with Trump. I do believe the same thing happened with DeSantis. I do believe it happened with many people. I think in the end, when Trump is talking about the Garden of Heroes and erecting certain statues, I think people are going to learn that a lot of these people, they sacrificed their reputations. They sacrificed it all so they could save this country. Just like our founding fathers, when you go back in time, they went ahead and they sacrificed their wealth, their lives, their families to have freedom. I think these people are doing the same exact thing. And is it really that bad that, oh, they're sacrificing their reputation? That can always that always can be returned to them when the people learn the truth. And I think the people are going to learn the truth. They're going to start to understand what these people did to actually take back this country where they assisted in all of this. And what's very interesting is you could see everything that Trump has gone through, because he knew if he didn't do this, if he didn't charge through everything that the deep state threw at him, we would not have this country back. This country would have been lost. And we're not finished, as people now can see. We're still fighting this war. And you could see that we have to go through all these battles. But I think in the end, we the people are going to win, because, again, this is strengthening Trump. This is strengthening the people. And the people are learning very, very quickly now that you cannot trust the FBI, DOJ. You can't trust any of these organizations. And I think what the deep state is trying to do, they're trying to convince people that you can't trust the military. And I think they're trying to build this narrative up. But once again, they're going to fail, just like everything else. And what's very interesting is that Trump is going to have a rally a day before his inauguration, and that rally is going to be held on the 19th of January, and that is National Popcorn Day. So grab some popcorn and enjoy the show, because I do believe that's exactly what we're witnessing right now, a show. We'll be talking a lot more about this and a lot more about these false flags a little bit later, but first, let's talk about what's been happening out in the UK, because it looks like it's completely and utterly falling apart on them. And as soon as Elon Musk brought attention to it, well, you could see that the people are starting to question what was going on out there. Andy Ngo put this out and said, the UK left-wing government has rejected requests for a national government investigation into grooming gangs. Local investigations found thousands of girls were abused over decades by Pakistani men. Authorities ignored complaints due to fears about racism. Peter Sweden put this out and said, this is what's happening in Britain. Young girls were raped again and again by grooming gangs. Media and authorities covered it up. When people complained about this, they were called racist and were canceled. Britain failed to protect children, and this was done on purpose. Who was the head of all this? Starmer. So he allowed these illegals to rape the girls in his country. Really think about this. The criminals are running the countries. Remember, it's one gigantic criminal syndicate, and now the truth is coming out every single day. And the deep state, they're losing battle after battle after battle. They're struggling here. I mean, look, they tried to get Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas off of the bench. They tried to remove him, and it looks like that has failed. The U.S. Judicial Conference rejected another Democrat plot to launch lawfare attack on the Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. So it looks like the U.S. judicial body rejected the Democrats' request to refer the Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas to DOJ over ethics complaints. Because what did they want to do to the Supreme Court? They wanted to pack the Supreme Court. And they're losing every step of the way. And you can see there's a lot of individuals who own certain social media platforms where they're now buckling under the pressure. Now, I still don't trust these individuals. I don't think anyone really does, because we could see that at a moment's notice, they would turn and actually go after Trump. But since Trump is the president right now, it looks like they have no choice. And I'm sure Trump let them know, listen, either you do this or you're going to be screwed down the line here. And when you look at Facebook and Instagram or the company Meta, Zuckerberg is going all out to rehabilitate his image with Trump and his supporters. Nick Clegg, the company's president for global affairs, would be departing after several years at the helm. A former British deputy prime minister, Clegg was one of the most prominent public faces of the company's aggressive censorship regime against Trump and the MAGA movement in the wake of the January 6th protests. Clegg will be replaced by Joel Kaplan, who served as White House deputy chief of staff under George W. Bush. So Kaplan has been one of the most forceful voices inside Meta against restrictions on political speech, arguing internally that such policies would disproportionately mute conservative voices. But again, let's see how this all plays out. I mean, this is a good direction right now. But again, Trump is the president. The people are behind him. They're not behind the deep state. And the people now are thinking logically. So this time, it looks like it's very, very different. As you can see, that everything that the Obama administration tried to do is completely and utterly falling apart. Remember, Biden has been taking orders from Obama from the beginning. Later on, yes, they might have had a little bit of disagreements and Obama turned on him to get him removed and Biden fought back. But you could see in the very, very beginning, Biden was following the lead of Obama, and he had Biden create an executive order to revive the Obama's era war on independent media. And they were trying to put back the net neutrality rules. And it looks like an appeals court permanently blocked Biden's effort to revive this. So every step of the way, they are now failing. And I do believe that the new FCC chairman, he would have blocked this anyhow. Because once again, this is not about net neutrality. It's about control. Whatever they put on this, it's always the opposite. Like the Affordable Care Act, it was never affordable. The Patriot Act had nothing to do with patriots. It was about censorship. It was about control. It was about removing our rights. Every step of the way, you can see that whatever they say, it is always the opposite. And right now, Biden, Obama, they've been blocked. And this is getting harder and harder for them. And this is why they're going to be fighting back harder and harder, because they realize that if they don't, they're going to prison. And I think the people in the end are going to demand this, because once the evidence starts to come out, once they take the classified information and they produce it to the people, I think it's already declassified. I think Trump did this during his first term in office. I do believe more is going to be declassified. And when the people start to see this, it's really game over for the deep state players. So they know they only have a small amount of time right now to do whatever they possibly can to try to stop Trump from getting into office, or to try to make it so chaotic that he's busy with a cyber attack where the country is reeling from no electric, no communications. We're approaching war. They want all of this to go full speed ahead. And it looks like they're really, really pushing this. And you can see that there's going to be multiple types of events that are going to occur. I mean, look, we just had an event out in New York once again, you know, where crime is going down, but we had a mass shooting in Queens. And what's very interesting is that Peekaboo James came out and said, this shooting in Queens last night is horrific. We need common sense gun regulation in this nation to help end senseless gun violence. I hope the 10 wounded individuals recover quickly, and I urge anyone with information to immediately contact. So wait a minute. New York does have the common sense gun regulations. And this is why we have problems in California, in Chicago, in New York, in all these other places where they have these gun laws for gun control. You know, they're common sense, which they are not. It violates our constitutional rights. But Community Notes responded to her and said, New York State does in fact have some of the most stringent gun laws in the nation. New York has achieved an A from Giffords for the strength of its gun laws, third strongest of the 50 states. But criminals willing to commit murder don't care about the gun laws. Absolutely. They're not going into a store going, hey, by the way, do a background check on me. Yeah, I'm a criminal. I got a record, but don't worry about that. Do the gun check and give me the gun. That's not happening. They're going to the black market. They're meeting someone in a dark alley, and they're saying, what do you got for me? Are the serial numbers filed off? Great. I'll take four of them. That's how they're getting their weapons. So once again, all these ridiculous gun laws, first of all, it's a violation of the Constitution. Second of all, it doesn't work. Why do you think we have high crime in all these areas? Why do we have all this gun violence in all these areas? Because the criminals, they know that the people don't have weapons. And if the criminals have weapons and the people don't have weapons, well, the criminals then can do whatever they want, especially when you tell the police you can't arrest them. You can't do anything to them. And by the way, the police always arrive after the crime has been committed. So the only one out there to protect you and your family is you. And our founding fathers knew this from the very, very beginning. And they knew that people needed weapons to protect against a tyrannical government, especially what we're seeing today, a tyrannical government that is bringing in the criminals, bringing in terrorists, bringing in child traffickers, human traffickers, rapists, gang members. So if they're bringing all these people in and they're walking around with weapons, why are they trying to take the weapons away from law-abiding citizens? Think about it for a second. That should tell you everything you need to know. And the other thing that should tell you everything you need to know is what's happening out in South Korea. Remember, they impeached the South Korean president. The South Korean president wanted to enact martial law to stop the impeachment process. Well, it looks like they came to arrest him, and there was a clash of different authorities resulting in a dangerous standoff in South Korea's capital. Military personnel blocked police investigators from arresting impeached President Yoon at his residence. So this is very, very interesting that we had his forces blocking the arresting forces, and there was a conflict right there. And I do believe when we look at this, I do believe this is what Trump is trying to avoid. Because again, if Trump, let's go back a little bit in time, if he decided to use the military to go in and arrest all these people, they would have used their forces to go up against the military, go up against the people. And you know what would have happened? A civil war. And I think this is why Trump decided, you know something, let's wake up the people, let the people see, let the people decide, let's go to the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, and let's take back the country this way. Because once the people are awake, that is the most powerful weapon ever. Because the deep state, the fake news, they can't put the people back to sleep. So I do believe this is why Trump decided to take this route. And once again, if the people, if they can't see the criminals, if the people of this country can't take back the country and keep the country, well, it's not going to work. So this should tell you everything you need to know. And I think that the plan is working exactly the way Trump set it out. Now, of course, along the way, you're going to have the deep state players try to stop you. And again, with any plan, you have to have alternatives. And you have to be ready to use the alternatives and move in a different direction when you need to. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump and the Patriots have been doing. Now, the other thing that we know is that the deep state players, they are really trying everything they can to get us into war. And what's very interesting is that Biden actually discussed a plan to strike Iran's nuclear sites if Iran was speeding towards a bomb. Now, I do believe that he was going to do this to probably start a war. And once again, how do you think this was going to look? If a lame duck president or resident decided to strike Iran right before Trump was coming into office, this would have not looked good whatsoever. And the people, I think, would have rejected it and they would have seen through this. And Biden did not get the green light that he wanted. But I do believe this is what Obama, the deep state players, actually wanted. They wanted this to happen. And again, you just can't bomb another nation unless you have the approval of Congress. So once again, every step of the way, Biden, Obama, they're having a very, very difficult time. Now, once again, we're getting closer and closer to the inauguration. And remember, Trump gave Hamas a warning that, listen, when he gets into office, when he's inaugurated, those hostages must be released. So Let's see what Hamas does. This is going to be very, very interesting moving forward. But you can see the deep state players, the central bankers, the World Economic Forum, what are they doing right now? They're now pushing their multi-level plan forward. One is the plandemic. Now you have California, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, New York City. All healthcare workers now are told to wear masks because of a quademic of four viral infections. So they're already beginning telling, and let's include Wisconsin in this, telling all these different healthcare workers in all these different states that you have to start wearing masks. Now, of course, when people start seeing people wearing masks, what do you think the people are going to do? They're going to start wearing masks. This is how they kick it off. And once again, Biden right now, he has committed another $306 million to ward off potential outbreak of bird flu in humans before Trump takes office. Well, first of all, $306 million is going to be laundered. $306 million is going to be used to push this agenda. Remember, they just put out that White House film, which is actually was back from 2021. But now they used it once again. I do believe that was a message. It's time to move forward with the next plandemic. And they showed people in masks. And it's just very, very interesting that all of a sudden all these states and all these healthcare workers are going to be required to wear masks now. Now, of course, as we know, masks don't work. A virus is about 3 microns in a normal surgical mask. There, the opening is an 80 micron opening. We've come to learn that COVID and other viruses, they're not traveling on water vapor. And even if they were, that's about 60 microns. So you have a 3 micron virus that can fit right through an 80 micron hole. And this is not going to stop anything. And the reason why surgeons wear masks is because they don't want their spit bacteria getting on the patient because the patient has an open wound. So they wear the mask to actually protect the patient. The mask is not used to protect the surgeon. Let's talk about your health. A cutting-edge 2024 study shows collagen can have drastically positive effects on skin health. This study found that women who take a daily collagen drink see a noticeable reduction in wrinkles and firmer, more hydrated skin. But it's important not to use just any random collagen. Make sure you use collagen that's backed by real science. That's why I use this amazing multi-collagen and absolutely love how it transformed my skin for the better. Unlike poorly sourced collagen you'll typically find on store shelves, it uses the top 5 critical important types of collagen for skin health. The unique formulation in it is designed to reduce visible signs of aging, reduce wrinkles, promote youthful glow, promote elasticity, and promote skin hydration. Simply mix this with morning coffee, protein shakes, or smoothies to give your skin the support it needs each and every day. Do your skin a favor and grab some while it's 51% off during their holiday promotion only at healthwithx22.com. Plus, order today to receive free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping with your order. Once again, that is healthwithx22.com, or just click the link in the description. And once again, we could see that they're trying to push this off very, very, very hard. You can see they're doing whatever they possibly can, and they're going to continually build the narrative because, again, what are they trying to do? They're trying to make Trump's time very, very chaotic if they can't keep him out of office. And it looks like they've already set in motion a way to try to keep him out of office. Remember Judge Mershon? Well, he's made a ruling. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But first, let's talk about what happened on January 6th, the insurrection that Biden, Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, the FBI, DOJ had against Trump. It looks like those individuals that were running the January 6th Unselect Committee, it was their job to actually rule that Trump was involved and he orchestrated the insurrection, and they were trying to use the 14th Amendment on him. But again, this completely and utterly fell apart. And of course, they deleted all the evidence that they collected because they didn't want people to see that, hey, by the way, it wasn't the evidence against Trump. It was all the evidence that the deep state players actually went ahead and had an insurrection against a sitting president, which was Trump. And you can see the deep state players, what do they always do when the foot soldiers do what they're supposed to do or try to do what they're supposed to do? They give them an award. So they gave Liz Cheney and Benny Thompson the U.S. second highest civilian medal. Why in the world would they give them a medal? Because They did what they were supposed to do. They're part of the criminal syndicate, and they tried to get Trump. Mike Lee responded to this and says, witness tampering and destruction of evidence will apparently entitle you to the second highest civilian medal in the U.S., at least while Joe Biden is president. Mike Davis responds and says, dear Liz Cheney, enjoy your moment. The evidence suggests you colluded with a key January 6th witness to commit perjury and obstruct a congressional investigation. You may be the first American to receive a presidential medal and a federal indictment for the same actions. Absolutely. Trump responded to Liz Cheney and Benny Thompson getting a medal and said the following. Biden gave Liz Cheney a medal yesterday, even though she has proven to be totally corrupt. She, Benny Thompson, and the rest of the unselect committee destroyed and deleted all evidence from the crooked investigation of January 6th. Cheney has the distinction of losing her congressional seat by the largest margin in history. The people of Wyoming understood how bad for our country she was, but Biden rewarded her only because she hated Trump. She's a warmonger of low intelligence. All she wants to do is kill people in endless wars. With no gain other than to defense companies, Liz Cheney, crying Adam Kissinger, Benny Thompson, and the rest of the dishonest thugs have gotten away with this horrible thing under the pretense of January 6th. Nancy Pelosi refused to accept the help which was offered for security. She is responsible and admitted as much for all to see on her daughter's tape. They have destroyed the lives of many people and are rewarded by getting Biden fake medals. This is not America. January 20th cannot come fast enough. Make America great again. Now, when we look at January 6th, we could see that Congress just released a bombshell finding on the January 6th pipe bomb investigation, revealing that the FBI engaged in a massive cover-up. George put this out and said the following. The committee determined that there is conflicting information as to whether the FBI received corrupted cellular data from the major cell carriers. A former senior FBI official testified that the major cell carrier companies provided corrupted cell data to the FBI, suggested that the corrupted data may have contained the identity of the pipe bomber. However, in response to letters from the subcommittee, the major cell carriers confirmed that they did not provide corrupted data to the FBI and that the FBI never notified them of any issues with accessing the cellular data. After more than 1,400 days since two pipe bombs were placed on Capitol Hill, the FBI has made no arrests and has charged no individuals with planting explosive devices since its initial progress in the early weeks and months of the investigation. There's been little meaningful progress toward the apprehension of the suspect. Do you mean to tell me they were able to track down and arrest hundreds of January 6ers mere days after January 6th, but still can't get their hands on the actual terrorist who endangered the entire government? Yeah, we're not buying that. We're not buying what they're selling. Everyone at the FBI must get arrested. According to the committee, the FBI identified multiple persons of interest during the initial weeks of the months of the investigation, yet somehow still failed to identify the suspect. They also refused to provide the subcommittees with additional information about these investigative leads. Additionally, they found major law enforcement failures surrounding the incident, failed to identify one of the devices during security sweeps at the DNC, failed to properly secure and maintain a perimeter around the pipe bombs despite multiple orders to do so, allowing pedestrians and vehicular traffic to cross within feet of the explosive devices, allowed motorcade of the Speaker of the House of Representatives to drive through in an active bomb scene, risking the safety of the Speaker, allowed commuter trains to continue crossing a bridge next to the DNC, placing civilians within close proximity to one of the viable devices, and transmitted inaccurate information over USCP radio channels, resulting in civilian and law enforcement units breaching the security perimeter. No one with a functioning brain believes that many failures can happen simultaneously. And that's absolutely true. Suddenly, this footage of a cop carrying a bag into the DNC headquarters 15 minutes before the pipe bombs were discovered is super relevant now. The FBI just released surveillance footage of the suspect planting everything and is seeking the public's help to identify the suspect after 4 years. They think we're stupid. Julie Kelly responds and says the following. So we're supposed to believe that after accumulating 105 million data points, receiving 500 tips, interviewing 1,000 individuals, viewing 40,000 video files, taking at least 50 agents, investigators, using extensive investigative resources, including geofence and other cell phone tracking methods, having persons, vehicles of interest, and even tracking down purchases related to what the suspect wore and used in his explosives. The FBI still can't find the J6 pipe bomber? Really? I don't think anyone's buying this. And again, the FBI, every time they do this, and as they push their agenda to cover up everything, the people, they no longer trust the FBI. They no longer trust the DOJ. They don't trust any of these agencies anymore. The people are awake. The people see the criminal syndicate. And that's the whole point of this. The people needed to see the system. The people needed to understand that they weren't working for we the people. They're working against we the people. They're protecting their criminal syndicate. Now, what's very, very interesting is we could see there are many, many events that are occurring right now. And the deep state players, I do believe they are preparing and setting up for what will be very, very chaotic. Now, remember, they have two plans. One, to try to keep Trump out of office. The other one is to bring us to war and to make everything here in the United States be very, very chaotic. Because again, they're resorting to their ultimate plan, which is part of their 16-year plan, war. World War III, a nuclear war. Now, what's very interesting is the federal police computer systems, they have malfunctions at airports across Germany, which is very, very interesting. And we just mentioned about a cyber attack yesterday with all these different French cities where they couldn't access their internet sites. So we have all these different hacks, cyber attacks, Salt Typhoon, you name it. We're starting to see all that happen. Now, all of a sudden, we're starting to get reports of all these different bombs that all of a sudden the police are discovering. There was a man that was arrested in Piatt, Idaho, after police found improvised bombs in a train car. Now, that is very, very interesting. We also have another individual. He was driving an 18-wheeler, and he was driving down I-85 in Greenville, South Carolina, and he also had bombs in the truck. So that is very, very interesting. So it looks like they're trying to build up the idea that there's people who are creating bombs all around the country now. We had it in New Orleans. We had it in Vegas, South Carolina, Idaho. They found a cache in Virginia. I mean, think about what they're doing. Think about the narrative that they're setting up right now. But when you start to look at New Orleans, you can see the story does not make sense whatsoever. Mindy F. Robinson put this out and said, she's pointing to an article that says, malfunctioning security bollards were removed from Bourbon Street before truck attack. Mindy says, so you mean to tell me the security barriers meant to stop a vehicle attack in New Orleans were removed beforehand? All of them were malfunctioning and they didn't think to put up any other measures before New Year's Eve? And who exactly made this suspicious decision again? So they couldn't put up concrete barriers? They couldn't do anything? Really think about that for a second. Nobody believes this anymore. Cat Turtle responded and said, nobody. Absolutely. No one is believing this narrative whatsoever. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is like we said yesterday, a reporter from the New York Post was allowed to actually go in to the New Orleans crime scene, the apartment of the individual who ran down people and had a bomb. So she was allowed access into a crime scene. Have you ever heard of this before? And it looks like everything was staged. Oh, the Curran was open. The computer systems were there. The bomb-making equipment was there. Patrick Henningsen said, so this media stunt more or less proves that New Orleans was 100 and up. If there was a real criminal case, then this so-called journalist just spoiled a crime scene and tampered with CSI evidence in an active FBI terrorism investigation. CNN hacks did exactly the same thing after San Bernardino in 2015. Those of us paying attention knew this. I repeat, this is an op likely designed to trigger re-up of NDAA AMF deployment to fight ISIS in Syria, Iraq. They're teeing it up for Trump. America, you're being played. Absolutely. Now, really think about this. Do you really think that this person can just walk in? I mean, where was the crime scene tape? Why wasn't it taped off? Why wasn't someone there? Why was this person just allowed to walk in? So let's just put this into perspective. We saw the computers. We saw the chemicals, the bomb-making stuff. The Quran was just sitting there open to the exact page that was needed. And the FBI left behind all these critical pieces of evidence. The laptop, the Quran books on Islam, the chemicals. And it was just so happened to be laid out perfectly. This is an op. And it's becoming very, very clear that, yeah, this is all part of the deep state players. And they're trying to push this narrative. And it's very interesting that they're using military soldiers in these false flag events. So let's go out to Vegas because things are very, very odd with this individual who was driving this cyber truck, we had this explosion and he also shot himself in the head. DC Drano put this out and said, "Now that we know the Vegas suspect was found with a bullet in his head, I see two possible scenarios. He shot himself. He was planning to commit suicide and didn't want to risk being burned alive. He was shot by someone else and the Tesla was autopilot navigated to the Trump Tower." Elon responded to this and said, "Autopilot will not function unless it detects an attentive person in the driver's seat." Now, this is very, very interesting because a lot of people are putting out videos of people sleeping in their Teslas and they're driving their Tesla's cars. And I also know an individual who was able to bypass the cameras and things and actually have the car drive by itself. He actually put up a picture of himself where the camera was facing a picture of him and the eyes were on the road and the car was able to drive. I mean, unless he was lying to me, he said the car was able to drive absolutely no problem. He even kept one hand on the wheel so the pressure on the wheel was detected and the car actually drove itself. So I wonder, could they bypass any of the systems? Could they place a picture or something else to make it look like he was driving and maybe they put his right hand on the wheel to have the pressure, which allowed the truck to drive to that location, which is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting and the reason why I mentioned this right hand, because he is a righty, and what we've come to find out is that he actually shot himself with his left hand holding the Desert Eagle. Now, once again, Green Berets, they don't carry Desert Eagle weapons. The weapon that they normally carry is a Glock 19 or an M9 Beretta, or now I think they got the contract for the SIG P320, and they were transitioning to the M15 to an M18, which are variants of the SIG P320. So the question is, why did they use the Desert Eagle? And there was someone standing right out there. Wouldn't this person have heard the gunshot beforehand? Because they were only a couple feet away. So this is very, very interesting. And once again, it doesn't make sense. So did they find the bullet? That's the other question. Where was the bullet? And again, why didn't anyone hear the gunshot? Now, there is some question, was this guy for Trump? Was he against Trump? And we have two different narratives at the same exact time. Tara Bull put this out and said, "The Las Vegas Cybertruck bomber contacted his ex-girlfriend saying, 'I rented a Tesla Cybertruck. It's the shit. I feel like Batman.' She described the message as playful, like a child with a new toy. Does this sound like someone who's suicidal?" No, it really doesn't. And once again, it sounds like he got it. He felt good, and he doesn't sound suicidal whatsoever. And from his family, they're saying that he was a very big Trump supporter. But we're seeing that his girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend, or his ex-wife, she was anti-Trump. So this is very, very interesting how this is all playing out. But Paul Sperry, he put this out and said, "FBI, no definitive link between Jabbar and Livelsberger, who both used Turo app, weaponized vehicles, had almost the identical IEDs, struck on holiday, targeted tourist towns, Sybilla, ages 42, 37, both Army, stationed Fort Bragg, Afghanistan tours, both anti-Trump Democrats, both on suicide missions. Now, once again, was he anti-Trump? Some people say yes, some people say no. Now, again, it could be the fake news trying to muddy the waters. But Polsberry also put this out and said, federal records reveal that the anti-Trump ex-wife of a suspect who detonated a Cybertruck bomb outside the Trump Hotel in Vegas donated cash to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee around the same time the Bourbon Street terrorist donation to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. So that is very interesting. People also noticed that he was wearing a shirt that actually said that he's loyal to Ukraine. And Clandestine put this out and said, one of the failed Trump assassins, Ryan Routh, traveled to Ukraine to volunteer to fight and assist the Ukraine army. The Trump Tower Cybertruck terrorist, Matthew Livelsberger, actively recruited U.S. citizens to fight in Ukraine. Ukraine is a giant CIA proxy. Do the math. That is very interesting. Now, the other thing that we've come to find out is that Michael Eisner, Chelsea Clinton, Edgar Bronfman, all sit on the board of directors for Turo's parent company. That's very, very interesting how this is all being played out here. But you can see the deep state players, as soon as something like this happens, as soon as there's this type of an event, what do? They say, well, we need to remove your constitutional rights and we need to spy on you. We need to protect you. We need more surveillance. Colin Rugg put this out and said, Soros-backed Orleans Parish DA Jason Williams calls for European-like surveillance measures to defend against terrorist attacks. The far-left DA, who went viral for being carjacked in 2023, says things are about to change for large-scale events. I think you're going to see a lot of things change in this country in terms of how we handle large-scale events. I think we're going to see things change in terms of the level of surveillance that we have in this country. We push back against some of that, but when you look at places like the UK and other European places where CCTV is very commonplace, it can look for signs or indications of an attack. Well, I hate to say it, but out in the UK, France, and all the other places, they're still having the attacks because who's actually doing this? Well, it's the CIA and FBI. If you're bringing in criminals to the country, if you're bringing in criminals to the UK, to France, to Spain, to all Germany and all these different places, what are you going to have happen? You're going to have events. If the CIA, FBI, DOJ are behind these false flag events, well, doesn't matter what you have in surveillance, they're the ones who are creating these problems. They're creating them because they're bringing in all these people. They're creating them because they're staging them. So again, our founding fathers warned us about these type of people. Give up some of your freedom for a little bit of safety. And they said, well, you're going to have neither then. So once again, we need to go to the source. Why is this all happening? And I think that's what all of this is going to lead us to. We're going to find out in the end that the FBI, DOJ, CIA, they were behind these false flags. And I think people are already starting to wake up and they're starting to realize that, yeah, this is going to be true. And once again, we have another Army soldier, Cameron Wagenius. He was arrested and charged with unlawfully transferring confidential phone records. So they're saying that he hacked into Trump and Kamala Harris's phone. I wonder what it's on Kamala Harris's phone. That should be very, very interesting. But again, it's another soldier. Karma Patriot put this out and said, and now we have this. Makes you wonder if the Army is being targeted by the deep state. So it looks like they're trying to set up a narrative and they're trying to put a bad light on the military. Because I do believe in the end, Trump has the military behind him. I do believe we're going to be coming full circle and the military will be used. And I think they want people to think that the military, they're scary. Because once again, when we have the deep state players rioting around the country and the military is called out, the Army is called out, maybe to work with the National Guard, who knows? What are people going to think? I think they're trying to build this narrative up. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that we know is that Speaker Johnson, he was just elected Speaker once again. They went through a couple of votes. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following, congratulations to Speaker Mike Johnson for receiving an unprecedented vote of confidence in Congress. Mike will be great speaker and our country will be the beneficiary. The people of America have waited 4 years for common sense, strength, and leadership. They'll get it now, and America will be greater than ever before. And I do believe Trump, he went ahead and he endorsed him. I think Johnson is working with Trump, and he did an incredible job during the passage of the CR, because once again, we had 1,500 pages. That was exposed, and he was able to pass the 118 pages. Now, did Trump get everything he wanted? No. Again, you're still dealing with the deep state players. You're still dealing with these people that are trying to stop Trump. So if they included the debt ceiling, I don't think it would have worked. I think he figured, let me deal with that a little bit later, but let's keep everything operational right now. And let's get the money that we need for people that really, really need it. And I think that plan absolutely worked. Now, you can see the deep state players, they're going to do whatever they possibly can to stop the confirmation process. And we already see now the Hill is putting out that, oh, because of Trump, he delayed the FBI checks and the ethics paperwork. This is going to slow down the confirmation process, and it might not be done as quickly as everyone wants it done. And I do believe this is exactly what they're trying to do, because, again, they don't want these people confirmed. So they're going to push back and they're going to slow walk the entire thing. And like we said before, I do believe they have a plan to try to keep Trump out of office, and they have a plan to bring us to war and make this country completely and utterly chaotic when he is in office. And lo and behold, Judge Mershon decided, you know something? Trump will be sentenced on January 10th for in the New York hush money case. Now, once again, can you serve from prison? Yes, you can. It doesn't stop Trump from being the president, but we knew that this was going to happen. Now, maybe Trump will be able to get out of it. He'll have his lawyers push back on this. But once again, we knew the deep state players were going to end up doing this. We talked about this a lot. If they do throw him in prison, he still can serve as president. This is not going to stop him. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to put him in a bad light. Again, the people are not going to go along with this. The people, they're not going to fall for it. Now they're going to try to make the case that he can't serve, he can't be president, and they're going to try to push this very, very hard. And also, think about what they did. Yes, we know that Jimmy Carter passed away, but they made the flag fly half-mast through his inauguration. Never been done before, never seen it before. And I do believe this was done on purpose. Trump, he responded to that and said, the Democrats are all giddy about our magnificent American flag potentially being at half-mast during my inauguration. They think it's so great and are so happy about it because, in actuality, they don't love our country. They only think about themselves. Look at what they've done to our once great America over the past 4 years. It's a total mess. In any event, because of the death of President Jimmy Carter, the flag may, for the first time ever during an inauguration of a future president, be at half-mast. Nobody wants to see this, and no American can be happy about it. Let's see how this plays out. Make America great again. So let's see how this all does play out, because you can see the deep state players, they are definitely making their moves on all fronts right now. But again, Trump, his countermeasure is we the people, the military. And the deep state, what do they have? They have the fake news, Antifa, and their illegals. They don't have the people behind them, because every step of the way, as they push these events, as they bring us to war, even the D's are going to move away from their cause. They're going to move towards Trump and the people of this country, because they will be brought to the precipice. And when these people are brought to the precipice and they see the party of war, they see the party that doesn't care about this country, where they're allowing this chaos in this country, the people are going to say, you know something? I see it now. It's very, very clear. And what's very interesting is that Trump, he's holding a rally on January 19th, which is National Popcorn Day. So this is going to be very, very interesting how this all plays out. But I do believe in the end that what everyone is seeing right now, it's all part of waking up the people. Yes, Republicans are awake. The independents are are awake. The D's now are waking up, and they're going to wake up in droves. Yes, you'll have the far, far left. You'll have Antifa. You'll have the illegals. You'll have the fake news and the other small group of crazies. But the majority of the country, 80 to 90% of the people, they will be on Trump's side. And Trump will have all the leverage. The deep state will not. Why? Because the patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.